Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Scott Kersner. Hospital emergency rooms are where the opioid epidemic in Massachusetts goes from being abstract numbers to concrete individual cases. ERs see people who've overdosed, people who are in the throes of addiction and seeking their next fix, and people in pain who could benefit from a prescription for an opioid painkiller. Hospital staffs have to make tough decisions under pressure about how to respond to each case.
House lawmakers on Beacon Hill passed legislation yesterday, which includes several measures affecting emergency rooms and opioid addiction. The bill now goes to a conference committee.
For a closer look at what the bill would change and the challenges of dealing with addicts in the emergency room, we're joined by Dr. Nils Rathlev. He chairs the Department of Emergency Medicine at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield. Thank you for joining us.
I'm glad to be with you.
So we want to talk a little bit about this legislation, but before we do that, tell me what you've been seeing over the last couple of years in your emergency room.
We've been seeing some very concerning trends. If you look at the first 2 months of the fiscal year, that is October, November of this year compared to the same time last year, the number of cases of heroin overdose that we saw tripled in that period of time. So this is a concerning trend. We hope that this doesn't continue over time, but we did actually also have a four-day period at the beginning of November when we saw 40 cases across our health system, which is four hospitals in Western Mass.
And is there a specific demographic you see when these cases come into the ER?
Well, there is. Specifically for heroin overdoses, this tends to be, the majority tend to be younger patients and they tend to be male. I would say about two-thirds are in the demographic group of males in the age of 16 to 30.
And so what happens when these people show up in the emergency room and you suspect that there may be an opioid addiction there? How do you respond?
It depends on the presentation of the patient, obviously. Some patients with acute overdose are not breathing and need the antidote, naloxone, to actually revive them, in which case it becomes pretty clear immediately what the problem is. But there are also many patients that come in with prescription drug addiction, which can be much more difficult to figure out. These tend to be a slightly different demographic. They tend to be slightly older patients, often with chronic medical problems, that do have chronic pain for which they're seeking relief in the emergency department.
And at the same time, they may have an addiction to painkillers with that chronic pain or condition that's causing them to take painkillers.
Absolutely. Or they developed that. They may initially have gotten prescriptions for an orthopedic injury when they were younger, and then eventually develop opioid use disorder over time. And this is actually really the tricky part in emergency departments is we don't want to not treat patients who legitimately need opioids. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we also don't want to give these particular medications to patients that are coming frequently to the emergency departments across the state looking for prescription opioids.
So how is this new legislation that's on Beacon Hill going to change, or how might it change the status quo?
Well, I think what the House passed yesterday was something that organized emergency medicine, the College of Emergency Medicine of the state, is very supportive of, and we really want to thank the House representatives, in particular Representative John Fernandez from Milford, for really making substantive changes to the bill that now goes in front of the conference committee. And some of the things that particularly have been proposed, like an involuntary commitment of patients for 72 hours in the ED, was actually changed to a 24-hour period where we then can work with the patients to perform substance abuse counseling.
And so,
I think this is...
Go ahead, please.
This is something that I think is something we're obviously very supportive of, and the key is obviously to provide this kind of counseling as soon as possible, because typically once these patients may have been revived with the antidote, they want to leave as soon as they can.
So 24 hours of commitment means keeping them in the hospital, and it's time where you can counsel them or you can try to get them into a rehab facility or treatment program, correct?
Right, that's exactly right.
Is there room in those treatment programs and facilities?
Well, that's the question. And so there needs to be more substance abuse treatment centers and beds created. And I believe there are provisions to do that across the state, and hopefully that'll happen in Western Massachusetts as well, because we sorely need them.
And so you've also been exploring how electronic medical records about these patients might be used differently to kind of help doctors identify people who might be abusing opioids. So tell us how that works.
Yes. So what we did is we created an electronic alert. So that is essentially when you open up a patient's chart, as soon as they present to an emergency department, the first thing that appears is a one-pager, takes 30 seconds to read, that gives you some information about the patient and might give you recommendations in terms of what to do in terms of prescribing opioids. And particularly, these are patients that have been frequent users of emergency departments, and we used more than four visits in the past year, who we, in conjunction with the primary care physicians, clearly appear to be looking for opioids for chronic pain. And we think that chronic pain should be managed by the primary care physicians and certainly not in emergency departments. So what we did is we created these alerts and recommendation. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that appears when you open the patient's chart. And what we demonstrated over a two-year period of time in a randomized controlled trial was that emergency physicians actually decreased the number of opioid prescriptions they gave to patients. So I think that's a positive in the sense of simply reducing the number of pills that are available on the street.
And so I know probably not all hospitals use the same computer system. I'm not sure they can all talk to each other. So is there a cost built in to making sure that this alert would show up in every hospital around Massachusetts for every patient who checks into the ER?
Right. And so that's the great thing that's happening in Massachusetts is that Department of Public Health and the Mass Hospital Association are working together to actually implement a very similar system across the entire state. This actually began in the state of Washington, where every ED has access to these particular, we call them electronic care plans, and they have demonstrated in the state of Washington a reduction in the number of opioids that were prescribed. And so we're hoping, clearly we need to do this across the entire state and frankly across the entire country if we can, and there is a move afoot to do that. So I'm definitely hoping that this is just an initial first step that will be adopted broadly.
Dr. Nils Rathlev chairs the Department of Emergency Medicine at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield. Dr. Rathlev, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Well, when we come back, we'll have a conversation with Oscar-nominated actor Mark Rylance. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Scott Kirzner. This is Radio Boston.